stress the importance of cross-ministerial cooperation and coordination with local government to ensure affordable housing and livable area for low-income citizens. He hoped that unified spatial and housing policies will help overcome the challenges in the program effectively.
In the meantime, President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that the infrastructure development must directly contribute to economic growth and public welfare. Amid efforts for budget efficiency, Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Agus Harimurti, stated that securing the right funding solution is essential. Dora Parede, bring us more.
President Prabowo Subianto highlighted the importance of infrastructure development in driving economic growth and improving people's welfare. This was said by Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, during a press conference following a limited meeting with the President in Jakarta on Tuesday. Agus emphasized that adequate infrastructure is vital for achieving national goals, including food and energy self-sufficiency, downstreaming, and improved connectivity. While the government continues to focus on budget efficiency, he stressed the need for diversified funding sources beyond the state budget and fiscal policies.
Kami tentu semangatnya adalah
our spirit is to keep searching for solutions, including funding sources that are not solely dependent on the state budget or our fiscal policies, but also on credible, sustainable investments, both domestic and international.
Baik dari dalam maupun luar negeri.
Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono also underscores the importance of collaborating with the private sector to ensure successful implementation of infrastructure projects. Additionally, he noted that the limited meeting with the President also addressed preparation for the upcoming Lebaran homecoming season with a focus on ensuring smooth and comfortable transportation for travelers. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka has visited health centers in Jakarta to ensure the program offering free health checkups for individuals on their birthday runs smoothly. Ofra Regina reports.
The free health checkup program provides citizens with free health screenings on their birthday. Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka on Thursday visited the Kelapa Gading and Koja District Health Centers in North Jakarta on Tuesday, emphasizing the importance of regular checkups for early disease detection.
Karena sekali lagi ini sangat penting untuk deteksi awal.
Early detection is crucial for proper treatment, which can ultimately increase life expectancy.
Treatment-treatmentnya bisa kita lakukan lebih awal, jadi nanti angka harapan hidup bisa lebih tinggi.
During the visit, Vice President Gibran ensured proper staffing at health centers, promoted the program, and confirmed ongoing government evaluation. The program includes screenings for individuals over 18, as well as infants and preschool children. Those in good health will receive lifestyle advice, while individuals with health issues will be referred for further care.
Over 4,200 Indonesians in the United States are currently on the non-detained DACH list by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and are at risk of deportation under the latest immigration policy by President Donald Trump. However, in an interview with The Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday, Charles the First at the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C., Sade Wimantara explained that Indonesians represent just a small portion of the total immigrants on the list, making up only 0.3%.
More than 4,000 Indonesians are on that non-detained docket list from ICE. And out of the more than 1.4 million people who are on that non-detained docket list, Indonesians are only 0.3% of that whole population. So that's fact number one. Indonesians make up a very, very small number of all the undocumented people here in U.S.
Moreover, Wimantara also said that of the 4,200 Indonesians in the U.S., 4 were detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and 1 chose to return to Indonesia on their own. These 4 were detained during their annual check-in with immigration due to President Trump's policy. He added that most Indonesians in the U.S. are law-abiding, working citizens who contribute to the U.S. economy. Next, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Infrastructure Development to Boost National Economy.
Today's commentary is on infrastructure development to boost national economy. Infrastructure development is one of the keys to boosting the national economy in Indonesia. With adequate infrastructure, the country can increase efficiency and productivity, thereby increasing economic growth. However, infrastructure development is not just about constructing roads, bridges, or buildings, but must have a direct impact on economic growth. This is as stated by the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in a limited meeting with a number of ministers of the Red and White Cabinet at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, February 18th. He emphasized that infrastructure development must have a direct impact on national economic growth. Infrastructure development plays a very important role in spurring economic growth, both at the national and regional levels, so that it can reduce unemployment, eradicate poverty, and of course, improve people's welfare. Therefore, the government is committed to continuing to improve infrastructure development. In fact, the availability of reliable infrastructure is very important to support economic activities and business growth. The government has made various efforts to improve infrastructure development, such as the construction of toll roads, railways, airports and ports, and however, a lot still need to be done to improve the quality and quantity of the infrastructure in Indonesia. Infrastructure development is not only important for improving the national economy, but also for improving the quality of life of the people. With adequate infrastructure, Indonesia can improve accessibility and mobility, thereby increasing employment and education opportunities. It is hoped that by encouraging equitable infrastructure development, Indonesia can improve the national economy and improve the quality of life of the people. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
nothing is for real. We'll be right back. is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumayan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, next up is a song from Southeast Sulawesi province called Tana Wolio. The song Tana Wolio was composed by Laode Imaduddin. The title of the song Tana Wolio is taken from Wolio district in Baobab City, Buton Island. Tana Wolio is also a nickname for Buton Island. The lyrics of the song Tana Wolio tell the story of the Wolio region with its abundant natural wealth. By developing the potential of the region, prosperity is expected to increase in Wolio. This song also reminds the younger generation about Tana Wolio, the land of inheritance. This is contained in the lyrics Tana Wolio Lape Lapea in Kita Dadi Mangura, which means the land of Wolio is a legacy for the younger generation. Okay, listeners, here is the song Tana Wolio, sung by Rosna Johnny H. Happy listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, we still have a few minutes, maybe more than 425 minutes to accompany you on Indonesia Today with me, Ahmad Faisal. Well, now, this is the time for me to share you our another wise word. It is now from Bung Tomo. He said, one can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. Bung Tomo said, one can be great only when he changes the world into a better place, as one of our wise words at this afternoon. And you know, Bung Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is also known for his blazing spirit for re-evaluation and also consistency in fighting the colonizers. He moved through civil struggle and propaganda, and Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
Bersemi mekarlah, berikan
Hasrat rasa dan cita karsa karya memberkati Nusantara ku Indonesia.
Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Nedden Island, a small island located east of the coastal area of East Seram Regency in Maluku Province, Indonesia. The island boasts soft and smooth white sand, crystal clear turquoise waters, and an exotic open sea view. Stepping onto Nedden Island feels like being indulged by a stunning natural paradise. In addition to its white sandy beaches, clear waters and mesmerizing ocean views, the island also features pristine forests that remain well preserved. The name Nedden is derived from the Dutch word meaning descent. Legend has it that the name was given during the Dutch East Indies colonial era by Jan Gerritszoon Lam being one of the figures involved in naming it. Nedden Island is renowned for its captivating and exotic beaches. For tourists seeking to enjoy the beauty of nature and enchanting beach scenery, Nedden Island and its beaches remain untouched and serve as an attractive travel destination for both local and international visitors. The island's biodiversity adds to its appeal as a fascinating marine tourism destination. Additionally, Nedden Island serves as a nesting site for several species of seabirds, adding to its unique charm and attraction. Listener, the coral reefs and views of the sunrise and sunset from this island are truly extraordinary. The secluded location of Nedden Island and the challenging access to it have kept the island from being crowded with tourists. Nedden Island is situated in Dusun Kidan Kiltai Village, East Seram District, East Seram Regency. It can be reached by sea from Geser Harbor in East Seram. There are two transportation options, namely a speedboat, which takes about 30 minutes, or a passenger longboat, which is more economical but takes longer. Before visiting Nedden Island, it is advisable to check in advance the transportation and accommodations you will use on the island to ensure a safe and comfortable trip with your family. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Tikanang Urang Tue, which means remembering parents. The song was composed by Bulian Mustafa. Its lyrics tell the story of a wanderer longing for their parents back home. The lyrics express the longing for their parents, family, and friends in their hometown. The wanderer also hopes to return home soon. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan, Tikanang Urang Tue, performed by Friska Syurina. Happy listening!
Urang tue nang jiwa only in Indonesia.
Peach usually has a black or white sand, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, do you want to learn Indonesian language?
Yes,
I believe that everyone likes to learn another foreign language. And I believe that in this case, after listening one of our segments, it is namely Indonesian. Here, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. You will have more insight about how to learn Indonesian language. Here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian blogger and resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali. Banyak sekali, which means that's a lot. Anting. Anting, which means earrings. Ibu. Ibu, which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga. Telinga. Which means ear. Panjang. Panjang. Which means long. Konon. Konon. Which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat. Masyarakat. Which means community or people. Suku Dayak. Suku Dayak, which means Dayak tribe. wanita. Wanita, which means woman. Cantik, cantik, which means beautiful. Anak muda, anak muda, which means young man or young woman. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear this statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at a number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now let's listen to other example of the use of interjection wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means wow, how magnificent the Borobudur temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, a woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Kita bertemu, berdua saling menatap terputar kembali memori kita di masa lalu.
Indonesia.
Listener, it seems that we must end our togetherness on Indonesia today. I am Ahmad Faisal and the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much for your listening and watching us. And we hope that what we have already given to you can improve your insight and also feel enjoyable on our segments and programs. Just make sure that you will never be alone, because we will always be with you to accompany your time, activities, or your days with our news, information, cultures, songs, and many more about Indonesia. So please don't go anywhere. Stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Have a nice day and see you.
Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率3325GHz和4755GHz。本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 RRI Digital 应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界。
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚面向世界，听众朋友您好，我努法祝你身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我想为您播放一些有关印度尼西亚的信息，其中之一是相关印度尼西亚副总统是在一些地方进行的免费健康生产。本台还会播放一些在印度尼西亚流行的印度尼西亚歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，给您介绍在印度尼西亚各地区的独特。还是本期的节目，请各位收听新闻。 Voice of Indonesia to Indonesia 面向世界现在报道新闻。印度尼西亚总统帕博苏比安的政府推出了一项优先为生育者提供免费健康检查的计划。该计划于2025年2月10日正式启动，为确保免费健康检查计划顺利运行，我国副总统吉布兰·拉卡布明·拉卡已经在雅加达一些地区在世界卫生中心进行了直接审查。2025年2月18日在北雅加达格拉巴格丁区卫生中心和国家区卫生中心施展了免费健康检查项目后，向媒体发表讲话，强调定期健康检查作为预防措施，以防止未来出现严重疾病的重要性。因为这对于早期发现疾病非常重要，以便我们将未来能够争取进行治疗，我们可以更早的进行治疗，以及以后的预期寿命可能会更高。吉布兰·拉卡布明·拉卡副总统补充说，他最近七天访问了多个社区卫生中心，除了确保有足够的卫生工作者和设施来支持免费健康审查计划者以外，也是为了向更广泛的社区宣传该计划，以便他们愿意接受健康的检查。副总统还对公众的积极反应表示感谢，他补充说，政府将积极评估这一计划，以便未来更好的实施。印度尼西亚免费健康检查计划已经包括各种类型的健康检查，为社区提供两项主要的建议，那些被宣布健康的人将获得如何保持健康生活方式的指导，同时那些被诊断患有某些疾病的人将得到必要的专心和治疗的服务。世界卫生中心进行的免费健康检查针对幼儿、学龄前儿童和18岁以上的。